Greetings! Welcome and thanks for tuning in to the Layman iPod Radio Show. I'm Rex, the ophthalmic pharmacist and host of this podcast. In this second episode, I would like to sidetrack and talk about a book that I have recently completed reading. The title is called The Greatest Salesman in the World, Part 2, The End of the Story by Og Mandino. And I would like to take this opportunity to record down all the 10 vows of success. These 10 vows of success, I believe, will not only benefit a person who work in the sales industry, but I believe it will benefit everyone. So how do we use or listen to this 10 vows of success? This is how Og Mandino, the author, recommends. Twice each day, in the morning and in the evening before I retire, I will read the words on this scroll. The evening reading must be allowed. I will continue in this manner for 7 days, including the Sabbath, before proceeding to the next numbered scroll. Thus, in 10 weeks, I will have completed my foundation for building a new and better life. I understand that no provision has been made should I neglect one or more daily readings. As in life itself, I realize that the amount of success I'm able to achieve through this wisdom will be in direct proportion to the effort expended in acquiring it. So, the first vow of success. I was born to succeed, not to fail. I was born to triumph, not to bow my head in defeat. I was born to toast victories, not to whimper and whine. What happened to me? When did my dreams all fade into a grey mediocrity where average people applaud each other as excellent? No person is ever so much deceived by another as by himself. The coward is convinced that he is only being cautious, and the miser always thinks he is practicing frugality. Nothing is so easy as to deceive one's self, since that what we wish is always easy to believe. No one in my life has deceived me as much as I have. Why do I always try to cover my small accomplishment under blanket of words that make light of my work or excuses for my lack of ability? Worst of all, I have come to believe my excuses so that I willingly sell my days for pennies while consoling myself with thoughts that things could always be worse, no more. It is time to study the reflection in my looking glass until I recognize that the most harmful enemy I have is me. At last, in this magical moment with my first scroll, the veil of self-deceit is beginning to lift from my eyes. Now, I know that there are 3 classes of people in the world. The first learn from their own experience. These are wise. The second learn from the experience of others. These are happy. The third learn neither from their own experience nor from the experience of others. And these are fools. I am no fool. Henceforth, I will stand on my own feet, and my terrible crutches of self-pity and self-contempt have been cast aside forever. Never again I will pity or belittle myself. How foolish I was when I stood in despair by the side of the road and envied the successful and the wealthy as they paraded by. Are they blessed with unique skills, rare intelligence, heroic courage, enduring ambition, and other outstanding qualities that I possess not? Have there been allotted more hours each day in which to perform their mighty tasks? Do they have hearts full of compassion and souls overflowing with love that are different from mine? No, God plays no favorites. We were all fashioned from the same clay. Now, I also know that the sadness and setbacks of my life are not unique to me. Even the wisest and the most successful of our world suffer chapters of heartbreak and failure, but they, unlike me, have learned that there is no peace without trouble, no rest without strain, no laughter without sorrow, no victory without struggle, and that is the price we all pay for living. There was a time when I paid the price willingly and easily, but constant disappointments and defeats first eroded my confidence and then my courage, even as drops of water will, in time, destroy the strongest granite. All that is now behind me. No longer am I one of the living dead, remaining always in the shadow of others and hiding behind my sorry apologies and alibis while the years waste away. Never again I will pity or belittle myself. Now I know that patience and time can do more than even strength and passion. The years of frustration are ready to be harvested. All that I have managed to accomplish and all that I hope to accomplish has been and will be by that plodding, patient, persevering process which built the ant heap, particle by particle, thought by thought, step by step. Success, when it comes overnight, often departs with the dawn. I am prepared now for a lifetime of happiness because I have finally recognized a powerful secret hidden in the years that treated me so harshly. Failure is, in a sense, the highway to success. Inasmuch as every discovery we make of what is false leads us to seek earnestly after what is true, and every fresh experience points out some form of error which we shall afterward carefully avoid. The path I walk, often dampened by my tears, has not been a wasted journey. Never again I will pity or belittle myself. So thank you, God, for playing your game with me today and placing in my hand these precious scrolls. I was at the lowest ebb of my life, but I should have known it is that it's at that moment that the tide always turns. No longer will I look mournfully to the past. It will never return. Instead, with these scrolls, I will shape the present because it is mine, and I will go forth to meet the mysterious future without fear, without doubt, without despair. I was formed in the image of God. There is nothing I cannot achieve if I try. Never again will I pity or belittle myself. I hope you'll find the first vow of success inspirational to you, and stay tuned for the second vow of success.